Thank you, David. Good afternoon, brethren. It is difficult to think of a virtue that is more desperately needed today or harder to produce in our lives than the virtue of patience. What is patience? Here are some definitions of patience. I got this from the internet. One, patience is self-restraint which does not hastily retaliate against a wrong. That's a pretty good definition. When someone does you a wrong, how do you respond? With patience or anger? Here's another definition. Patience is the ability to accept delay or disappointment graciously. How do we deal with delay or disappointment? It's really tough. Yet patience is the ability to accept it without becoming upset. Here's another definition. Patience is the powerful attribute that enables a man or woman to remain steadfast under strain and continue pressing on. The fourth definition is the one I really like because it is, I think, Bible-based. Patience is a calm endurance based on the certain knowledge that God is in control. I must admit that I have a problem in this area of patience, and you may have this problem too, and that's very understandable because people are not born patient. When a baby wakes up in the middle of the night and is hungry or its diaper is wet, it doesn't lie there and say, "My mom and dad, they're probably very tired, so I'll just wait here and for a more convenient time to let them know that I need something or my diaper is wet." No, babies, they just cry impatiently and continues to cry until they receive the attention they demand. Children are not very patient. You have probably traveled with a child, and that can be quite an experience because they are not patient. They keep on asking, "Are we there yet?" The way our society is structured makes us impatient. We eat at fast food. We travel halfway around the globe in a day. You have instant communication now. You have this technological marvel called the internet. But all these modern wonders brought us more impatience. And patience is also difficult to develop because there are weeds of pride and selfishness and anger that can choke out the fruit of patience. Like this story. A man's car stalled in heavy traffic just as the light turned green, and all his frantic efforts to get the car started failed. And so a chorus of honking horns behind him made matters worse. So he finally got out of his car and walked out to the first driver behind him and said, I'm sorry, I really can't start my car. So you'll go up there and give it a try. I'll stay here in your car and honk your horn for you. Another reason that patience is difficult to develop is because we have convinced ourselves that impatience is a virtue. You hear people say, "Well, I may be impatient, but I get things done." But brethren, it says in Proverbs 14, verse 29, "A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly." Proverbs 15, verse 18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel." So how do we develop patience? The answer is not a secret answer. The answer is always the same. And it's abide in Christ. Jesus in John 15 verse 5 says, I am the vine and you are the branches. If a man abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. So without God, we cannot develop that perfect patience. We cannot produce patience unless we're abiding in Christ, unless we're walking in His steps, reading His Word, and growing in prayer life, and spending quality time worshiping with our fellow brethren. Next, we can also slow down. The Lord came up with the idea of a Sabbath day, which is a day to worship and rest, because our bodies need it, our minds need it, but most important of all, our spirits need it. We need time to just sit and reflect on God and what He's doing and absorb His teaching. So take a walk, spend some time in the park, maybe watch your children or grandchildren play, and listen to the birds singing, or read a book. Thirdly, we need to overlook the little frustrations of life. As they say, don't sweat the small stuff. And that's a good lesson for all of us to learn. Proverbs 16 verse 32 says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Alexander the Great was a great man. He conquered a really vast territory. But some little stuff really overcomes him. Alexander the Great killed his best friend, the one who saved his life in the battle at Granicus, because of very minor quarrel. And Proverbs 16 verse 32 says that if we can control our spirit, we are better than Alexander the Great. What about the big things that we're just not capable of dealing with? What do we do when the big stuff comes along? What do we do when our doctor tells us that we have serious illness? Or when we lose our job? Or when our children disappoint us? Maybe our spouse leaves us and our life becomes empty. What do we do? The Bible says that there are some things that we just can't handle on our own, and that we'll never be able to handle them without the Lord's help. There is a beautiful illustration of this in the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, where Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they're standing on the bank of the Red Sea, and before them is this great body of water, and behind them are the hoofbeats and the chariot wheels of Pharaoh's army. They're caught between a sea and an army. So what do you do in a situation like that? The Israelites were not very patient. They turned and cried out to Moses. Moses, weren't there enough graves in Egypt? You led us all the way out here to die in this forsaken place. But Moses was very patient with them. He answered them in verse 13, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Verse 14, Moses said, the Lord will fight for you, and you need only to be still. This is easier said than done, because of our human nature. You need faith in order to just stand still and wait for God's salvation. But this is a target. It's critical that we be still and wait on the Lord when it comes to the big stuff, because our God can really handle it. 2 Peter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Have you ever stopped and wondered why God hasn't intervened? Why doesn't God send a lightning bolt when a wicked does his thing? Why doesn't He intervene when injustice seems to run rampant on this earth today? It's because God always gives man time to repent of his ways. But sadly, man does not take the opportunity that God gives him to repent of his evil ways. But we as the saints of God must possess the virtue of patience. Revelation 14 for verse 12 for final scripture. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So practicing perfect patience leads us to obey the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ.